From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Debris, dust, oil, grease, corrosion, they build up on your vehicle's electronic contacts, and they can lead to contact failure and malfunction. This causes sticking and welding, overheating of contacts, shorting, excess voltage, and overall poor performance. But not all cleaners are suitable for the sensitive nature of electronic components. Enter CRC QD Electronic Cleaner. It's a precision cleaner specially formulated to clean parts like contacts, circuits, and computer components. It's plastic safe, dries quickly, and leaves no residue. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. Today's diesel fuel lacks lubricity. This can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. You can prevent these issues with Hotshot Secret products. Clean injectors, boost cetane, increase fuel economy, all while adding four times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Hotshot Secret EDT, available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com.
This is The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Remember, every Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Dan and I are here sitting in our chairs very happily waiting for your phone calls. That number is 866-365-7746. Remember, it's 10 a.m. Eastern. I don't think I said that. We have a lot of listeners in California. You want to get up early? Get up, grab your coffee, give Dan and I a call. We're sitting right here, right, Dan?
No, actually, I'm standing. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm sitting because I'm lazy.
Well, hey, Brian, looking at you on the other side of that glass where you're at in the control room, I can see why with all them buttons you have to sit.
And they got to keep me caged up, so that's why I'm behind the glass. I don't play well with others, I'm told. it's been a couple of weeks. Since we've talked, how are things going in the shop, Dan?
Well, actually, you know, we have a lot always going on, especially with the temperature change, but, I had one that, in fact, it was a 2008 Toyota Prius. It was naturally a hybrid. And, the customer's complaint was, I think the battery, the main high voltage battery is failing. So, of course, you know, did some tests and found out, yes, it was showing that even the charging input for the battery and everything else was down just to 2 bars. So there definitely was a problem. And of course, we have to remember now he purchased this vehicle used a few years back, 200,000 miles on it. And, you know, you look at it for the year of the vehicle. I mean, it's, you know, still an 18-year-old vehicle. Yeah. And, you know, many, many cars, whether it's a hybrid or even a conventional internal combustion engine, vehicles can last with proper maintenance. So made that determination. Yes, it's going to need that battery. And you know, I want to hit a little bit on this. So if you're considering on buying an older hybrid, always see if you can find out if there's any documentation that the large high voltage battery has been replaced. In fact, there's two batteries in that vehicle. One's going to be for, you know, starting. It'll be a small lead acid battery, or maybe depending on who changed it, it could even be an AGM style battery. But that is going to be the initial cost, because in his case here, mm-hmm. We'll say you think you got a good deal. You're buying it way under book, but in reality, you find out it's going to need that large battery. It's $4,000.
Oh, wow.
And of course, battery technology has really changed over the years, but you know how I always say there's always a victim and a culprit?
Mm-hmm.
Doing some investigation on this, I have found out, in fact, taking the vehicle apart, you know, in the rear of the Prius, you have to remove just about everything, the side panels. You have to remove the seat backs for the passenger seats in the back to access this battery. Well, this battery also has a cooling fan that cools the battery on a lot of the, oh, wow. We'll say for an example, on EVs, mm-hmm. You'll find out that they actually have their own cooling system for the battery that will cool the battery. So I'm going to lead into a point as we go on about uh-huh. what you have to do on a hybrid if it does have a battery cooling fan. People don't realize, believe it or not, there's a filter there. And what I found out upon taking this all apart is that the fan, the cooling fan, which looks like a heater blower motor,
okay,
was totally plugged with dust. If you would have seen this, it's just amazing. It's oh, like wow. having a shop vac or one of your handhelds that you use in your house, how compacted it gets with dirt.
Yeah.
Well, this wow. is what made the battery fail. The battery failed due to the fact that it wasn't being properly cooled. Now, on a Prius, on this 2008, the air intake for this cooling fan is located in the back seats, passenger side, and it's mounted vertically. And the old style, I should say, the original thing from the manufacturer mm-hmm. was just an open vent. There was no filter. Now you can buy replacement vents that are there that actually contain a filter. So if you do have a hybrid, and it's an older one, you want to make sure, we'll say, for example, like even a Ford Escape, the pickup for the cooling fan motor on a Ford Escape, an older one, is located in the back cargo area, up underneath in the rear area there. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that, you know, something we forget about, just like cabin air filters.
Yeah.
But this inexpensive component filter is what caused this battery to fail. And, you know, in life expectancy, you know, you can count on at least 10 years on the older models if you buy something used, but on a lot of the newer models that if you're going to buy an EV or even a hybrid, batteries, because of the changes of technologies, now they can last, 15 years. So, you know, keep in mind that everything is based on how you use the vehicle. And I want to hit in a different area. If you do have an EV, mm-hmm. And it's 5 years old, it has a cooling system for the battery, we want to make sure we service that cooling system, mainly because of the fact it can create all kinds of problems. It can damage the inverter that's in that vehicle. The actual cooling system cools the inverter. So that's why we would recommend, or if you're going to do this, to do that total cooling system flush mm-hmm. on for the battery using, you know, the Peak platinum coolant and doing a total flush and maintaining that system so it doesn't cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars on your vehicle, a hidden cost you did not expect,
right? Especially with a hybrid, you wouldn't think, you know, a filter would cause the fan to plug up, but yeah, good.
Oh,
good
yeah,
stuff.
Ruin the battery.
Very good stuff to know, Dan. We'll be back right out of this. Rust ruins vehicles, furniture, tools, toys, everything. But Blaster knows how to stop rust, even prevent rust. PB Blaster is the number one product to break free rusted or stuck parts. It breaks up rust and leaves a protective film to prevent it from ever happening again. Blaster Surface Shield Rust Protectant helps stop rust from ever forming in the first place. Blaster knows rust. Get to know Blaster products at a home, auto, or hardware store near you, and remember to work it like a pro. Clean, correct coolant is vital to the life cycle and operation of your vehicle's cooling system and engine. Peak Antifreeze Plus Coolant is engineered to deliver guaranteed superior lifetime protection. It's compatible for use with any color or type of antifreeze. And with 10 times more scale-fighting inhibitors plus robust organic additives, Peak Antifreeze Plus Coolant will fight the damaging effects of scale deposits and corrosion. You can learn more at peakauto.com. It's also available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at Amazon.com.
Debris, dust, oil, grease, corrosion, they build up on your vehicle's electronic contacts, and they can lead to contact failure and malfunction. This causes sticking and welding, overheating of contacts, shorting, excess voltage, and overall poor performance. But not all cleaners are suitable for the sensitive nature of electronic components. Enter CRC QD Electronic Cleaner. It's a precision cleaner specially formulated to clean parts like contacts, circuits, and computer components. It's plastic safe, dries quickly, and leaves no residue. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. Today's diesel fuel lacks lubricity. This can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. You can prevent these issues with Hotshot Secret products. Clean injectors, boost cetane, increase fuel economy, all while adding four times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Hotshot Secret EDT. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm, and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
I want to remind everyone that The Car Show is brought to you in part by Blue Def, America's number one brand of diesel exhaust fluid. Triple filtered, tested to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. You can learn more at bluedef.com, BLUEDEF.com. We were just talking about hybrid vehicles, so let's talk batteries. This week's Talking Batteries segment brought to you courtesy of autobatteries.com. It's powered by Clarios, of course. Dan, let's talk a little bit. Since we've been talking, we talk batteries on a hybrid car. Let's talk a little bit about charging a battery. If your battery will not hold a charge, this is the question I had earlier, and we were talking off the air. How do I know? How can I tell whether it's a hybrid with that vehicle or just my regular internal combustion engine vehicle, if I can charge my battery or if I need to replace my battery?
Well, the first thing you have to look at is how old is the battery? If it is a lead acid battery, you know, you're looking maybe 3-4 years and that battery is going to be ready for replacement. So don't waste your time trying to charge it. The only exception to that would be is trying to give it a charge, maybe to taking it into the shop and having it replaced, or going to Advanced Auto Parts and have them install the battery for you. So that's going to be the first thing, is the age.
Okay.
Then the second thing, most important, what type of battery do you have in it? Do you have a straight lead acid? Do you have an enhanced battery? Mm-hmm. Do you have an AGM battery, a glass mat battery? Well, a glass mat battery can last 5, 6, 7 years or even longer, depending on how the vehicle's cared for. But anytime we have a battery in it, we'll say, for an example, on the first question you said about charging your battery, mm-hmm. If the battery's not that old, there's a possibility that the cooling system, or I should say charging system, mm-hmm. has failed. Something failed, whether it's an alternator or maybe the regulator that's built into the alternator. We have to look at that also. So some of the best things you can do, if you don't have a charger and you're capable, you can always remove your battery and take it into your favorite automotive parts store, and they would be able to check the battery for you and charge it so you can reinstall it into the vehicle. If the battery checks fine, of course, then we're going to suspect the fact that you might have a bad alternator. Again, Advanced Auto Parts, any of them that if you want to run it in there, they can also, when you do get it running, you can drive it in and they can check your alternator with the equipment they have. So there's so many good things out there that can save the consumer money. And that's going to be the key. And some of the things too, is you have to remember that if you have an AGM style battery, or if you have we'll say even a lithium battery, some vehicles will have lithium batteries. you have to have the proper charger. That's going to be the other issue.
Oh yeah.
If you have an old style trickle charger, or if you have a, you know, a battery tender, you know, a battery tender in reality is not made to charge a battery. It's to maintain the battery.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what you have to look at. You know, how do you know when it's ready to charge? I would say if you, you know, not everybody should go out and buy a battery charger for their vehicle, because it may not be necessary. It could be a component that you purchase and it's going to be sitting on your workbench or on the shelf forever. So that's why, you know, it's always best to, you know, as a guideline, you could always go to autobatteries.com.
Oh yeah.
You can, you know, go across, put your type of vehicle in, the year, make, model, the engine size, and it'll ask you a few little questions there, and that way you can make a determination. But again, if you don't know the age, there's always a marking on the battery with date coding, whether it's a Julian date code that's actually burnt into the battery, stamped in from the manufacturer. A lot of the batteries today in the aftermarket, they'll have little round white stickers that'll display the month and the year. I mean, that's the way to look at it too. And I, like I stated earlier, you know, lead acid, common batteries, 3 to 5 years, enhanced a little bit more life, AGM, same thing. And it's all based too where you live. Do you live in a hotter climate? I mean, heat is something that really will destroy a battery. Are you in a cold area? How often do you drive your vehicle? There's so many factors that affect battery life. I've noticed that in a lot of the vehicles today, you'll find out that they're either under the passenger seat in the front, and they're an AGM style battery, a glass mat battery. They're in the trunk of the vehicle, which is going to give them a little bit more time for life because of where they're located at. There's less vibration, because we know vibration will kill a battery. Yeah. If your battery's located under the hood, you have engine heat that can actually degrade the battery. So, you know, the best thing again is, you know the age of the battery and use that site, autobatteries.com, and it'll walk you through what you need to do. So that's the charging point. And, you know, the other issue too, what if you don't have a charger? What if you want to jump start the vehicle?
Right.
You know, that's a little bit of information. We can talk about it now and what to do and what not to do. But you always start off, if you've got your car and then the dead car, you want to make sure that the vehicles, they don't touch. And you always want to make sure that you hook the battery cables up one end at a time. You're going to start off on the dead battery first with the positive, which is red. Then you're going to go to your vehicle and then put it on the positive, the red positive on your side. Then you're going to take the negative cable from your vehicle, which is already attached to the battery, and then you're going to take it and you're going to also place the last cable onto the battery. And of course, you know, a lot of information here. What I don't want you to forget about is you want to make sure that all your accessories are off, you know, headlights, the radio, the accessories. Make sure you're starting off with nothing, with everything off. And then a lot of people will take and have the booster car running, okay? And which is a good thing to do, so that when you do attach the negative cable to the dead battery on the vehicle that's dead, you're gonna have that extra capacity there if needed. And I always recommend that once you do this, don't try to instantly do it. You know, always—
Oh yeah, let it run for a little bit. Sort of.
Yeah, to try to achieve the temperature. And you know, again, if you don't have access to that negative battery cable, you can always go to an area of unpainted metal, whether it's a bolt coming up off the strut assembly. A lot of vehicles will have little jumping posts that are there to help you, you know, jump that vehicle. And if you cannot get it started, trying to do a jump start, there's a good indication that that battery has directly failed, and you will not be able to jump start it, you know, after it's running a little bit. So that is where you're going to have someone come out and remove the battery and get another one and replace it. Or I know there's a lot of mobile services, and a lot of the auto clubs out there have that service where they can replace a battery for you.
Yep.
One last area that I want to add to.
Mm-hmm.
is that if you have, we'll say, a hybrid, and the hybrid is it's dead, never, ever, ever jump a hybrid, because what you can do is you can damage the power inverter. So you have to be very, very, very careful on that. But
and at autobatteries.com, all that information will be there. If you want to, even if you just want to jump start your car, they will tell you, you know, probably shouldn't jump start this as a hybrid. It'll, you know, they'll give you those specific directions and tell you that stuff. That's what I like about autobatteries.com, is it's kind of what we used to call in the old guy language, idiot proof. And since I'm kind of an idiot, it's nice to have that, where it's like it walks you through very basically the instructions, even to jumpstart your car. Here's what you do. And it's if you've never done it before, which I'm discovering a lot of people haven't, it's invaluable.
Well, and always think about safety, too. You know, if you have a battery, you know, there's a lot of gases being emitted. Make sure you, you know, don't touch the two cables together, and make sure you're never leaning over that battery, and have safety glasses on.
Yes, very good points. And all right there at autobatteries.com. So you want to learn anything about any battery, it's all right there at autobatteries.com. It's a very, very good site, very easy to use site.
Yes.
We'll be back in a moment right here on The Car Show. Clean, correct coolant is vital to the life cycle and operation of your vehicle's cooling system and engine. Peak Antifreeze Plus Coolant is engineered to deliver guaranteed superior lifetime protection. It's compatible for use with any color or type of antifreeze. And with 10 times more scale-fighting inhibitors plus robust organic additives, Peak Antifreeze Plus Coolant will fight the damaging effects of scale deposits and corrosion. You can learn more at peakauto.com. It's also available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at Amazon.com. Debris, dust, oil, grease, corrosion, they build up on your vehicle's electronic contacts, and they can lead to contact failure and malfunction. This causes sticking and welding, overheating of contacts, shorting, excess voltage, and overall poor performance. But not all cleaners are suitable for the sensitive nature of electronic components. Enter CRC QD Electronic Cleaner. It's a precision cleaner specially formulated to clean parts like contacts, circuits, and computer components. It's plastic safe, dries quickly, and leaves no residue. You can learn more at crcindustries.com.
Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, The Car Show is brought to you in part by Motorad, leading the way in advanced thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions. The Motorad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. You can learn more right there at Motorad.com, Motorad.com. Let's answer a couple of emails that came in, Mr. Petras.
Okay.
Let's. This one came in from John. And if you want to email us, the email address is thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. Remember, we need your name, the year, make, model, mileage on the vehicle, and as much description as you can of what the problem you're having. We will try to answer it. It is better to call because, number one, we're friendly guys and we just like to talk to people. Number two, there's always follow-up questions that Dan will have that you or I probably wouldn't think of, not being an expert like Dan is. So it's always nice to call us if you can at 10 a.m. Eastern on Thursdays. But if you can't, just give us as much detail as you can. Here, John says, his sister has a 2020 Toyota Camry, 2.5-liter engine, 76,000 miles on it. He wants to clean the throttle body with the CRC cleaner. He says he's read that the throttle body should not be forced open, or it can damage the motor. He wants to know how I get the butterfly valve open to clean this properly.
Okay. Well, you know, on that vehicle, it's relatively easy because the throttle body is right up front. So what you would start off doing is you would remove the lid from the air cleaner housing. You would disconnect that little rubber accordion tube from the throttle body, put that off to the side. You would make sure you would have some nice rags, okay? Mm-hmm. like terry cloth is sometimes the best. Don't try to use paper towels or anything like that. You want something that's really going to absorb that cleaner. You may have a, you know, a little bit of excess that may end up going down into the engine or into the throttle body, the intake area, but that's going to be okay. So what you're going to do then at that point, once you happen, take your CRC throttle body cleaner, and you're going to have your rags, your terry cloth or whatever is going to be very absorbent and have that underneath the throttle body. And how you're going to do this first is you're going to start off. I always like using a soft bristle brush, semi-soft. And what you end up doing is you could use a toothbrush, okay, because the, and I've done this many times, the cleaner will not attack or melt any of the bristles or anything like that, but it will remove all that debris that forms at the throttle body. So what you're going to do first is you're going to take your brush and you're going to take your cleaner, and you can start off, you know, brushing it around first is where you want to start, because if there's anything that has a buildup or whatever, it'll not remove it, but loosen it up. Then you can take that other part of that terry cloth rag. You can spray the cleaner on a rag and then wipe that out, just like you were going to wash a glass or a pot in your kitchen and clean that up the best you can. Then this is where you're going to need a second person after this. This is so you don't damage that little electric actuator, that motor in the throttle body.
Okay.
You're going to have that person turn the ignition key on. They're not going to start it. And then you're going to have that person put their foot on the accelerator, the gas pedal, and hold it to the floor. What that's going to do then, that is going to open that throttle body. And then you're going to complete the rest of the cleaning and clean that around. And do the best you can. I mean, sometimes you may have to take a little inspection mirror or something to look up. You may not be able to look at the upper portion. I like taking my finger and making sure there's no ledge that goes around where that throttle plate seats. So after you get all that done, before you do the reassembly, you're going to take and remove the mass airflow sensor is going to be right into that air cleaner assembly. In this case, you don't even have to unscrew the sensor from the housing. You'll be able to see the tip of the mass airflow sensor right within that housing. And what you're going to do then is you're going to take the CRC mass airflow sensor cleaner, and you don't brush it. All you're going to do is spray that. You'll see a little burn off wire in there, and you're going to spray that couple good shots. And what that's going to do, it's going to remove any of the dust and the dirt and whatever that forms there. And the reason why it forms, it actually is a little burn off wire that will heat up and actually what it does, it gets up to a few hundred degrees or maybe even a little warmer than that. And that's where this buildup will form. And that is where the the air is passing through. The mass airflow sensor takes care of the fuel control and whatever. So you're going to be cleaning both areas. Then you can put it back together. And then what you're going to notice when you go to start it, it may not start right away because maybe there's too much excessive cleaner that you have in the intake manifold. So get in there and it's going to run a little rough. And, start it, accelerate it. This, of course, after everything's put back together, accelerate the engine and clear it out the best you can. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you may have to let it run a little bit because and keep your foot on the accelerator, because what you're going to end up doing, it's called a relearn, an idle relearn. So if you do that and let it run fast, you notice that it's stalled. Do it again, accelerate a little bit, clean that cleaner out of there, try to get it out of the system as much as possible. Then you need to let the vehicle, let it idle for 5 or 10 minutes. And what it's going to do, it's going to do what we call an idle relearn. And that's going to, reset the computer. So it's because of the electronics. And you will definitely see a difference in the way the vehicle idles, the hesitation, if you had any, will be gone. But it's a maintenance item that needs to be done. And always remember, it's not a bad idea at that time when you do the two cleanings there, is to use a fuel system cleaner, a concentrated cleaner from CRC, which will work well. And always, 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 always read the back of the container or the box it comes in, and see how many gallons it treats. A lot of these are super concentrated. They can service, you know, 20 gallons, or sometimes they service 12, let it do its job.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. I mean, it's somebody trying to do something, it's good to come to an expert. If I'm going to try to do it myself and I have the ability to do it myself, but I have a question, why wouldn't you come to an expert and say, hey, how do I do this without messing something up, you know?
Well, or if you want to, you know, by the time, you know, someone will go into, you know, the automotive parts store, Advanced Auto Parts or whatever, and by the time they buy the can of throttle body cleaner and mass airflow sensor cleaner, you know, what are you going to do with that remaining solvents that are in the can? That's a lot of chemical there. What are you going to do with it? So I would recommend, especially if the vehicle has a gasoline direct injected engine, to buy the CRC GDI service kit.
Yeah.
Because what you'll get there, you'll get the, first of all, the throttle body cleaner, the mass airflow system cleaner. You'll get a detailed instruction sheet on how to use it. And then at also get the pouring stuff into the tank.
Fuel system additive,
And you're going to put that in systematically. And what that's going to do, it's going to clean the fuel system. It's going to clean the injectors. In fact, even a little bit step further than that, and you don't have to use it if you don't have a GDI engine. But what you're going to end up doing is you'll have also that combustion chamber cleaner and the rest of it that's in that can that you can, if you want to, you can use it. Not necessary, because this really pertains clean direct injected engines. But again, like what I like about it is you have smaller quantities of the cleaner, because like he said, he's cleaning it for his sister. What do you do with the rest of the product if you don't have a use for it?
Right. Or you just go house to house then and offer your services.
Right. Right. Or your neighbors, or, you know, whatever. But,
hey, I bought this chemical. I'll sell it to you at half price.
Or, you know, if he doesn't need it, he could always send it to me. So
there you go. I know you can always use it. It is a good idea to buy the kit, because you're right, it's not as much as buying the whole thing. But I mean, maybe use it on his car. I see what you're saying. That's a good point to make, because you do, if I bought that and I used a little bit of it, now it's like, well, now this is going to sit on my shelf until eventually it has to go bad, right? Or, you know, be unuseful anymore. So,
well, and here's the other thing. Even though it may come with the vehicle, when it comes time to install or pour in fuel injection system cleaner into your vehicle, you know, think about it. A lot of vehicles today don't even have a fuel cap anymore.
That's
and
true.
You try to pour that cleaner and you can't. So what's neat about that GDI service kit from CRC is that you also get that special little funnel that you can put in there so you can pour the cleaner in. And in a lot of vehicles today, when you buy them, will have that funnel where your spare tire is located in the back.
It does.
But if it's not there, when you buy the GDI service kit, it will be in that box.
Absolutely, because I can tell you, I have done it. And went, oh, this will fit into that little hole. It does not fit in that little hole. And then I've got to go wash the chemicals off the side of my car.
Yes. Yep. You've done it.
I have, sadly.
Today's diesel fuel lacks lubricity. This can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. You can prevent these issues with Hotshot Secret products. Clean injectors, boost cetane, increase fuel economy, all while adding 4 times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Hotshot Secret EDT. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm, and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com. Clean, correct coolant is vital to the life cycle and operation of your vehicle's cooling system and engine. Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant is engineered to deliver guaranteed superior lifetime protection. It's compatible for use with any color or type of antifreeze. And with 10 times more scale-fighting inhibitors plus robust organic additives, Peak Antifreeze Plus coolant will fight the damaging effects of scale deposits and corrosion. You can learn more at peakauto.com. It's also available nationwide at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at Amazon.com.
And now, back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Want to remind everybody that we are brought to you in part by K-Seal Ultimate. Tackle the most stubborn cooling system leaks with K-Seal Ultimate. Features 33% more sealing power than the original K-Seal. K-Seal Ultimate is now available at Walmart. And remember what we always tell you. You don't just seal it.
We K-Seal it, Brian. And, you know, something I want to bring up about the Ultimate.
Sure.
When you purchase it, okay,
mm-hmm.
don't be confused, because it says in big letters on it, mm-hmm. head gasket repairs. But you have to remember, it mm-hmm. works for everything, whether it's a radiator or you got a leak at a gasket. Don't walk away from it because it says head gasket repair, and you're going to say, well, that's not my problem.
Okay.
Yeah, so... And
and it does the same job as the original K-Seal. It just does it for bigger engines and does the extra head gasket. Stuff, right?
Exactly. Well, that's because there's 33% more sealing power in that thing. And you know, what's neat about it is it, mm-hmm. you know, it treats all metals, aluminum. And the best part about it, though, too, is that, you know, you'll have anti-rust protection. So.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You're right. That's cool.
So there's a lot of good things in there.
Yes, and you don't have to have a leak to use it. Like I haven't done it yet, but it's on my list, my very long list of things to do. Is my car's getting a little older. I understand there's some stuff. I'm going to add some K-Seal to it, even though there's no leaks, because if it was to develop one, the K-Seal's in the system and will just do its job.
Right, and you know, and that's like I had a 2003 Toyota Camry in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
2.4 engine, had 100,000 miles on it. Not a lot of miles for the age of the vehicle.
Yeah.
And the customer kept on complaining. He said, you know, I'm losing coolant, but I don't see it on the ground. So, you know, we added a cooling system die and he monitored it and it was still using coolant. Not a lot.
Yeah.
And I says, well, on that old of a vehicle, most likely it is a head gasket, a cylinder head gasket. And I haven't received a report back from him yet. But we use the K-Seal, but only not the Ultimate on this. In this case, we ended up using, because it's a smaller cooling system.
Yeah.
I use just a standard 8-ounce bottle. We put that into the system, and he, lives around the Detroit area. And, like it says, I don't know if it's good news or bad news, not hearing anything back yet. But I told him, make sure, that he reports back, because it's always something good to talk about on air.
Right. So. And it's good to know he either hasn't called back because it's worked and he hasn't thought about it and he's moved on, or he hasn't called back because he's on the side of the road somewhere waiting for somebody to come help him. But with the K-Seal, we know it, I'm sure it worked, and he's probably just, and hasn't thought about calling you because it worked. I don't have a problem anymore. That's the other thing, especially with your line of work. People don't call you to say, hey, how are you? They just call when they have a problem.
That's right. Or like my kids when they need something. So.
When I need money, but I call you, Dan.
Yep.
Let's do another email here. We did this at thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. This is from Adam. And he had a question about what we did. He's driving a 2001 F-150 manual with 200,000 miles on it. And it says it can be sluggish at times, so he wants to deep clean the fuel system. He says, when adding a fuel additive with PEA, he thought he heard you say to add it to a quarter of a tank of gas without filling the tank up. He goes, the bottles all say to fill it up after adding it. I want to get the most out of my treatment, so he's willing to go concentrated if it won't hurt his engine. He said, I've used other cleaners without PEA, and I've already replaced the fuel filter in the car. So he just wonders, when he adds this with PEA, does he need to fill the tank up, or is it a benefit maybe to use it as a concentrated thing?
Okay, well, because of the age of his vehicle and mm-hmm. due to the fact that he does not have what we call a gasoline direct injected engine, he actually does not need a PEA cleaner, okay?
Okay.
What the PEA is for the, you know, the modern direct injection engines, mm-hmm. and what it does, it actually is there to help withstand the high temperatures that form in that system for the cleaner to work.
Okay.
So I think what he was listening, he probably listened to part of our segment that was about the CRC, guaranteed to pass emission system cleaner. Totally different. But in his case, this is what I would be concerned about. Mm-hmm. Now, the CRC's emission system cleaner, it does state on the instructions on the can to, you know, put it in at, you know, a half tank and then a quarter tank and then fill it up with fuel. But in his case, being that it's a pickup truck, mm-hmm. I know on my older Chevy truck, I have a 35-gallon fuel right. tank. So his main concern is he can use a high-quality fuel system cleaner, like Hotshot Secret. You yep. can go to any, in fact, you can buy that anywhere. It's every place I go. I mean, I even see it at Walmart. So, yep. so you
or
can
if you
buy
get there, hotshotsecret.com has it. Yeah.
Yeah. Even there. I mean, yep. so what he wants to do is look at the directions on the bottle. Mm-hmm. And if it says treats 12 gallons and you know, at a, you know, you've got a 35-gallon tank, you know, do the math. So you may need one or two bottles or three bottles, yeah. depending on how much fuel's in the tank. And for an example, if he's at a half tank, you know, we'll say a half tank is 12 gallons, he can use one bottle, but it's always refer to the directions, instructions on either the bottle or onto the box that it came in.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not instant. It takes time to work. But it does work, you know. So just as long as it took for the deposits to form, it takes a little bit of time to help dissolve and remove these deposits.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And it's good for Adam to know. When you hear stuff, that's another reason to call us at 866-365-7746 is because if you hear something, you know, maybe you come in halfway through a segment and you miss something. And you misunderstand, like he's saying, do I add it and concentrate it? It's like, no, you follow what the instructions on the bottle say. Dan was talking about a completely different thing, you know.
Yes.
And that's easy to do with anybody or anything you're talking about. And it's good to go, you know, hey, I just heard this. Let me clarify. Before you start doing stuff to your car, like I would, and I can't imagine it hurting your vehicle, but I can't imagine it being any good for it to run it on a concentrated chemical like that without gasoline when it says to add gasoline to it.
Well, and keep in mind too, if you're, you know, want to purchase, it's not going to hurt the engine if you do take a cleaner, you mm-hmm. know, a premium cleaner that has high concentrations of the PA. Mm-hmm. It is for deep cleaning and it is for the hard carbon deposit. So it's not going to hurt it. You'll find out mm-hmm. that it's going to be a little bit more money compared to others because of the PA additives that's inside. But again, mm-hmm. it's all based on fuel quantity and quality in your fuel tank. That's what you have to remember. Again, my truck has a 35-gallon tank. And a lot of these, you know, we either treat 12 or 20 gallons. So, you know, just make sure that you're putting enough cleaner in
right.
the fuel tank.
And that's something I think a lot of people don't think about. When you think, I'm going to buy this fuel additive and put it in my tank, you grab the bottle and think, oh, I'm good. But you do. You're right. I wouldn't have thought about that. And a truck does have a way bigger gas tank than a lot of, you know, smaller cars or even SUVs.
Sure.
And you do want to read it. And I, you know, I think mine's a 15 gallon tank I have on my Equinox. Well, I would add one, but on your 35 gallon tank, you're going to need at least two.
Right. That's correct.
And I think a lot of people just assume it's a grab one and go kind of situation.
You know, and then you have your maintenance cleaners that are a lot less money. You know, you may, you know, for a 12-ounce bottle, you may only pay, you know, $3.99 or $4.99 for right. that. But that, I'm going to call that a keep clean, where if you use the another fuel system cleaner, a highly concentrated cleaner, that's basically more of a clean up than it is a keep clean.
Which is also, both are good things to have. It's just knowing when to use which one.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Perfect. So read the instructions, follow the instructions, do what the bottle says.
Always.
That's what I do. I do what I'm told.
Okay. It's about time.
Another. That's what I hear a lot. Another one in the books, Dan. You want to do it again next week?
Oh, well, we could hang tight for a little bit more if you want.
There we go.
Okay.
Debris, dust, oil, grease, corrosion, they build up on your vehicle's electronic contacts, and they can lead to contact failure and malfunction. This causes sticking and welding, overheating of contacts, shorting, excess voltage, and overall poor performance. But not all cleaners are suitable for the sensitive nature of electronic components. Enter CRC QD Electronic Cleaner. It's a precision cleaner specially formulated to clean parts like contacts, circuits, and computer components. It's plastic safe, dries quickly, and leaves no residue. You can learn more at crcindustries.com. Today's diesel fuel lacks lubricity. This can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. You can prevent these issues with Hotshot Secret products. Clean injectors, boost cetane, increase fuel economy, all while adding 4 times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Hotshot Secret EDT. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm, and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com.